sag der haben paar bab mich mir ihr sag auch recht mir nach ich sagen below air a payment mit der ba ich sagen aus in this mission we're again talking about two courtyards one inside the other there's an outside courtyard that opened up into a sisara and there's an inside courtyard that did not open up into a sisara remember that the inside courtyard goes through the outside courtyard on their way to a sisara now both the outside courtyard and the inside courtyard made their own Erev. And one of the members of the outside courtyard forgot to contribute toward the Erev, to invalidate the Erev of the outside courtyard. So in such a case, the members of the inside courtyard would be allowed to carry it from their houses into the chazar since they have a valid Erev. However, the members of the outside courtyard would not be allowed to carry it from their houses into the chazar. And since one of the members of the outside courtyard forgot to contribute toward the Erev, that invalidates the Erev of the outside courtyard. Min ha'pnimis below Erev. Stand us through. If both the inside courtyard and the outside courtyard made their own Erev Chaser, and one of the members of the inside courtyard forgot to contribute towards his Erev, in such a case, both the members of the inside courtyard and the members of the outside courtyard are forbidden to carry from their houses into the chazar. And the members of the inside courtyard cannot carry from their houses into the chazar, since one of them forgot to contribute towards the Erev, that invalidates the Erev. And the members of the outside courtyard are also not allowed to carry from their houses into the chazar, even though they made an Erev Chaser and nobody forgot to contribute. And since the members of the inside courtyard go through the outside courtyard on the way to Rishus HaRab, and the members of the inside courtyard are a regal ha'asura b'mkoma, they're not allowed to carry from their houses into the chazar, since one of them forgot to contribute towards the Erev. So since they're a regal ha'asura b'mkoma and they go through the outside courtyard, that invalidates the Erev of the outside courtyard. This is going according to the Tanakhama of the previous Mishnah, who holds that a regal ha'asura b'mkoma, if they go through the outside courtyard on the way to Rishus HaRab, that invalidates the Erev of the outside courtyard. If the inside courtyard and the outside courtyard got together for the Erev Chaseris, they put their Erev Chaseris together and put it into one of the courtyards. And when two courtyards that open up to each other get together with an Erev and take their Erev and put it into one of the courtyards, that allows them to carry it from one courtyard to the other. And in this case, they got together with their Erev. Each one of them made an Erev and they put their Erev together in one of the two Chaseris. And in this case, they put the Erev in the outside courtyard. The Shachach Echad, Beimin HaPnimis, Beimin HaChitzoinah V'lo Erev, Shtei HaNasurus. And one of the members of the courtyard, whether he was a member of the inside courtyard or the outside courtyard, forgot to contribute towards the Erev. In such a case, the members of the inside courtyard and also the members of the outside courtyard cannot carry from their houses into the chazar. And if one of the members of the inside courtyard forgot to contribute towards the Erev, so that invalidates the Erev of the inside courtyard. And they cannot carry it from their houses into the chazar. And even though the members of the outside courtyard all contribute towards the Erev, but since the inside courtyard is a regular Asura b'mkoma, and they go through the outside courtyard on the way through Rishus HaRabim, that invalidates the Erev of the outside courtyard as well. And if one of the members of the outside courtyard forgot to contribute towards the Erev, that completely invalidates the Erev as well. And the members of the inside courtyard also cannot carry it from their houses into the chazar. And even though all of the members of the inside courtyard did contribute towards the Erev, but since the Erev is not in their own chazar, it was placed in the chazar of the outside courtyard, and one of the members of the outside courtyard forgot to contribute towards the Erev, so that invalidates the Erev completely, even for the members of the inside courtyard. However, if the inside courtyard and the outside courtyard both made an Erev, and they put the Erev together, and they put it in the inside courtyard, in such a case, if one of the members of the outside courtyard forgot to contribute towards the Erev, that only invalidates the Erev for the outside courtyard. It would not invalidate the Erev for the inside courtyard. And since the Erev was placed in the inside courtyard, and all the members of the inside courtyard contributed towards the Erev, they would be allowed to carry it from their houses into the chazar. Only the outside chazar cannot carry it from their houses into the chazar, since one of their members did not contribute towards the Erev. However, in this case, where the Erev was placed in the outside courtyard, in such a case, if somebody did not contribute towards the Erev, that completely invalidates the Erev. As if one of the members of the inside courtyard forgot to contribute towards the Erev, that invalidates the Erev for the outside courtyard as well, since the inside courtyard cannot carry from their houses into the chazar, so they are a regal asur b'mkoma, and since they go through the outside courtyard on their way to Rishus HaRabim, that invalidates the Erev completely, even for the outside courtyard, even though all of the members of the outside courtyard did contribute towards the Erev. V'im ha'yu she'yachidim en ha'tzrichin la'arav. If there was only one member to the inside courtyard, and only one member to the outside courtyard, there was only one house that opened up to the inside courtyard, and one half would open up to the outside courtyard. In such a case, no Erev Chatzeres is necessary, neither for the inside courtyard nor for the outside courtyard. And both the member of the inside courtyard and the member of the outside courtyard would be allowed to carry it from their house into the chatzer, even without an Erev Chatzeres. As the halacha is that an Erev Chatzeres is only necessary if there's more than one half that opens up into the chatzer. But if there's only one half that opens up into the chatzer, no Erev Chatzeres is necessary. And since no Erev Chatzeres is necessary, even though the member of the inside courtyard does go through the outside courtyard on the way to Rosh Hashanah, that does not stop the member of the outside courtyard from carrying from his house into Rosh Hashanah. As a member of the inside courtyard is a regal hamuteres bimkoma. He's allowed to carry it from his house into the chatzer. So therefore, since it's a regal hamuteres bimkoma, even though he goes through the outside courtyard on the way to Rosh Hashanah, that does not stop the member of the outside courtyard from carrying from his house into the chatzer. There's a window between two courtyards, and that window is at least 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, and the window is within 10 tefachim of the ground. At least part of the window is within 10 tefachim of the ground. In such a case, the two chaserim can make separate eruvin. Each chaser can make their own eruv chaserim that allows them to carry from the house into the chaser. However, they would not be allowed to carry from one chatzer into another chatzer. But if they want, they can get together and make one Erev chatzeres between them. They can take all the bread and put it into one of the two chatzeres. And that would allow them to not only carry from their houses into the chatzer, but also to carry from one chatzer into the other chatzer. As they did it, if there are two chatzeres that are open to each other, there's an entrance from one chatzer to another chatzer. Or even if there is no entrance, but there is a window that's at least 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, that's within 10 tefachim of the ground. In such a case, the two chatzeres can get together, and they can put the Erev chatzeres on one of the two chatzeres, and that allows them to carry from their house into the chatzer, and also to carry from one chatzer into another chatzer. Pachos me'arba arba, o lemala me'asora. Ma'arvin shnayim, ve'en ma'arvin mecha. However, if there are two chaserahs that are divided by a wall, and there is a window in that wall, but that window is less than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, or it's above 10 tefachim of the ground, that not even part of the window is within 10 tefachim of the ground, in such a case, each chaser could make their own air of chaser to allow them to carry it from their houses into the chaser. However, the two chaserahs cannot get together to make an air of chaser and to place it in one of the two chaserahs. And since there is no opening between the two chaserahs are divided by a wall, even though there is a window in that wall. But that window is not large enough to be considered an entrance, since it's less than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Or it's above 10 tefachim of the ground, and since it's above 10 tefachim of the ground, it's not easy to climb through the window, so therefore it's not considered an entrance from one chaser to another chaser. So since there is no entrance from one chaser to another chaser, they cannot get together to make one big area of chaserahs and to place it in one of the two chaserahs. So therefore, all they can do is to make separate Erev chaserahs to allow them to carry from their houses into the chatzer. However, they cannot carry from one chatzer to another chatzer. Now, that was the Mishnah said that if the window is above 10 tefachim of the ground, that's not considered an entrance, and therefore they can't get together and make an Erev chaserahs that allows them to carry from one chatzer to another chatzer. That's only with regard to a window between two chaserahs. However, if you have a window between two houses, you have two attached houses, and there's a window in the wall that divides the two houses, even if that window is above 10 tefachim from the ground, the two houses can get together to make an Erev, to place the Erev in one of the houses, and that would allow them to carry it from one house to the next through the window. And even though the window is above 10 tefachim, since the window is in a house, even a window that's 10 tefachim above the ground is easy to use. You can put benches underneath the window and climb through the window. So therefore, even though the window is above 10 tefachim, that would be considered an entrance from one house to the next, and would allow them to make an Erev to enable them to carry it from one house to the next. However, a window that's in a wall that divides two chaserahs, since the window is a wall that's outside, it's not in a house, a window above 10 tefachim would be difficult to use since it's outside. They don't have benches to put underneath the window to enable them to climb through the window. So therefore, since not even part of the window is within 10 tefachim of the ground, that's not considered an entrance from one chaser to the next, and they cannot make an Erev that allows them to carry from one chaser to the next through the window.